we are now going to go to Prague. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization members met in Prague this past week on November 21st and 22nd. Of course, the expansion of NATO into Eastern Europe and George Bush's push for NATO to accept and propel the pending attack on Iraq were on the platform, and also broad protests took to the streets of Prague to denounce the summit. And joining us on the line this morning is Peter Zaras, who is with the Anarchist Federation in Prague.
Hi, Stefan.
Peter, we did not hear hardly anything about the street protests which took place to oppose NATO this past week in Prague in the corporate press. Could you explain some of the events that went down?
Yes, of course. It's common that you haven't heard anything because it was without violence, so corporate media were not interested in it. So we have planned the protests for 1 year before, and we were in contact with activists in the Czech Republic and also in other countries here in the Eastern European region. This campaign very nice that we were cooperating with other anarchist groups in this region. So it helps also to get new contacts here among the region. And, well, we have three main actions here. First was on Sunday before the meeting. It was 17th November, and it's here day of so-called Velvet Revolution from 89. And we protest in this day that after 13 years of capitalism, we need another new revolution. So it was first march through the Prague against NATO. And it was quite okay, peaceful. We just see only a few provocators from police in the crowd, and it went without problems. And then started the NATO conference on Thursday, but the day before were all of the NATO warmongers here in Prague, and they have something like a celebration dinner in the municipal house in Prague, and we made a demonstration by this house to show that here some elites are dealing in very good wealth, and because of their policies, a lot of people are in poverty and hungry. So we made there something like food and bomb section in the streets. There were some speeches, played music, and there was also some block of solidarity with Argentina, where people used their pants and some dinning things to make noise. Just to show that this wasn't just a protest against only NATO, but also against capitalism. So there was about, 500 people and maybe 1,000 policemen around. Here in this, we have first bigger problems because there were a lot of provocators from police in the crowd, and they tried to make some confrontations because they were trying to push people towards cordons, and also one of them tried to throw a bottle on police lines. But we know that there were about 1,000 policemen prepared in other streets to attack the demonstration, because here in Czech Republic was a big media campaign against all who will be coming to protest against NATO. It was something like in a recent regime, when every demonstration of anti-system activists was told like they are just a group of some stupids, and in this was quite the same here now. But we were successful in having this demo without incidents, and it was quite good that we were giving leaflets to all people coming around. But other thing is that not so many people was in these days in the States, because the half a year long propaganda campaign of government made that over 150,000 people came from Prague away on these days of summit, because they were frightened. Police was half a year talking about violence, about the riots, and about just these things, and so a lot of people are afraid, and from protesters, from the protests, and from this whole summit. So it was like, and also it's true that NATO officials told to do media that they liked Praha, but they were amazed that there were no people in Prague, And it was true. Prague was just a city of ghosts in these days.
Yeah, could you speak about that a little bit more? The summit is finished now. What were the effects of the NATO summit on Prague as a city? Often these summits take place.
I can tell you one thing. In this summit and also during the summit of IMF here in Prague 2 years back, we were told, common people, that it will have a good benefit for economy. And it will help some to bring investors here, but it's fucking not true, because now the same experts, so-called experts, who told this before 2 years, now told that after the IMF meeting wasn't some economic benefits. And it's same now. They were talking that NATO summit will help to bring some investitions and tourists. But I think it's fucking silly, because I don't think that people are going somewhere on their holiday just because there was some summit, you know. So it was one side of the propaganda that it will bring some economic benefits. And other thing was that they were frightening people all the time. They were talking that here will come 15,000 people to protest, violently, of course. But we were from the beginning telling that it's not true. We expected just 3,000 or 4,000 people, yeah. But police told 12,000. Police told that there will be coming 100 or 1,000 people from Jabasta, from Italy, who they are here very bad name because of the IMF protest, and people believed it. We were telling them it's not true. We are not talking with them. It's just police manipulation. But no one heard us, you know. So here was a massive propaganda, and almost everyone who is against NATO was known as like some violent maker or troublemaker without reasons and without thinking why. And so in this case, there was about 12,000 policemen in the Prague. There were about more than 4,000 soldiers, and also a lot of CIA agents in the Prague. There is one case that CIA agents came to do some internet cafe where people from in the media center were trying to have some access to internet, and the CIA agents told the owner that they will give him some money if he will provide them access to the lock of IMC. So it was like a bet in this. Also, there were some police repressions before the summit. There were closed borders, how is in Europe normal during these summits. And other thing is that just before the summit, we've been closed our convergence center, because we have a normal contract with a former factory to use some spaces of them. But there came a lot of police and start troubles. They were controlling everyone and things like this. So we were told that we have to leave this space afterwards. Other thing is that a lot of activists were told to not going to Prague in their countries, because Czech police was cooperating, for example, with German and Polish police. And we have some experience that few people in Poland were taken to police or their parents and told that they can't come to Prague because they could have problems. So it was repressions like this. And during the summit, the Minister of Interior told that even one thrown bottle means big police repression action. So then when we saw police provocator trying to throw bottle, we understood what he meant greatly. Yeah. But in fact, no people now are in prison, because, you know, our aim wasn't just to abolish the meeting or confront the police. Our aim was inform people about what NATO in real means and about some anarchist alternative. So we didn't come to some confrontation, and also we prevent provocators to do it. So no people were caught, only by police numbers over 300 people were not allowed to cross borders, and till now we know about 3 people who are here in Czech Republic from abroad and who were given away from here because they are anti-NATO activists.
As part of the Anarchist Federation, why did you organize to oppose NATO? What do you feel the effects of NATO on the world are, both in the past and in the present.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. You know, first of problem here in Czech Republic is that almost everyone believes or somehow believes that NATO is what they talk about themselves, that they are protecting democracy and freedom. But our main goal is to tell that it's not true. They are just defending their own interests. And because, you know, they are in, they are defending so-called freedom, I don't know, in Yugoslavia and or now in Iraq, but not in Chechnya or not in Turkey. So where are the same problems with freedom and democracy? And I'm not talking about USA because it's the same problem, but it's one thing. Just inform that what NATO is talking about itself isn't true. Then to show people that real thing what NATO is just something like bodyguard of capitalist interests all around the world. And what we need to highlight is our anarchist alternative of decentralized society based on solidarity among people. And it's a big problem here because you have no space to do it. Our we have just few anarchist magazines which haven't big number of printed versions. Only thing what we have is some internet pages or some these magazines, because there is no chance here to, you know, to use corporative medias to talk to people, because only they are interested in some violence or some fucking stories of activists, but they are not interested in our ideas and thoughts. So what should this protest help to make bigger our informational structures, you know, to help to get our ideas to people, which we are trying to do here. So.
And part of the NATO summit was the expansion of NATO into Eastern Europe, and also George Bush's main presence and purpose for being there was to push the war on Iraq. Can you speak about your view as part of the Anarchist Federation?
You know, war on terrorism is something which is good only for the elites. You know, it came just in I think I can say in good time for the capitalist elites of Western world, because you look just they have from benefits from it, better control over society in the West, some good possibility to control society outside of their own countries. And now, when in today's world, after some of the terrorist attacks, NATO hasn't its sense. So now they need to have a new, you know, new sense. And also here in Prague was talked about their new style to do next years. And what is important that they are trying to have a United States doctrine of preventive wars as a part of NATO doctrine. So it's very dangerous here. And also enlarging of NATO means that they will have America has a bigger amount of their accomplices in you know, in this their war. But what I want to highlight that it's in the new countries which came to NATO isn't so big consensus on it. For example, in Bulgaria, most of people are against. A lot of people are organized also in other cities. And for example, in Baltic states, the Lithuania, Estonia, you know, there is only majority of people of main nation in this country for NATO. In these countries, for example, in Lithuania is living about 1/3 of Russians who are against. But you know, when you heard about Tolkien, no one cares about them. So it's also a problem. Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay.
That was Peter Zaris, who is with the Anarchist Federation in Prague, a group which had been organizing for over a year to oppose the NATO summit, the summit of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which took place this past week in Prague with street demonstrations of thousands of people. Of course, as Peter talked about, we did not hear much about the demonstrations in the corporate press, as the level of police repression was high in terms of police presence, tens of thousands of military and police were present, but at the same time, the confrontations between the police and demonstrators were limited. The summit took place on the 21st and 22nd of November. If you'd like to get more information, visit www.prague.indymedia.org.